Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to How's Your Life.
Okay, Doha.
It's okay, Jansi, not
start from the beginning.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Doha, don't touch the camera.
Because.
Jana, I just need to quickly check if she didn't move that.
This is my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
And this is my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali. And okay, now you want to sit down. This is our daughter. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to Hawza Life, the show where we show you what Hawza Life is really like for us living here in the holy city of Qum.
This is my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
This is my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali. And this is our daughter.
Who's running around us.
Yeah.
And this is our son, Musa Abbas Haider.
It's been a long, long time since we've had a Hawza Life. We're really sorry.
Huh? 3 months?
3 months? It's been 3 months? I don't know. It's been a long time, though.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of requests from you lovely people out there. And we're sorry for the delay.
Just been busy with a lot of things.
Yes. Where do we start?
Updates.
Yes, updates. So,
if you guys want to know what I was busy with, this is what I was busy with.
Mm.
I don't need to give any explanations. What I was busy with, I'm busy with the kids. Muzaffar, you can tell what you were busy with.
I've been busy with work and studies, and recently we've been busy with something else as well. So alhamdulillah, for the longest time we've been praying to Allah actually to help us to settle in Qum, and now alhamdulillah he's helped us to gather a bit of money and we've been looking for houses.
There's a lot of privacy here to come outside.
I can't go inside, but they said there's 2 bedrooms down here. And the toilet is here, so.
So this is the shower room. Lots of damp up there.
You go inside here, bismillah. So this is the hayat that they've got, really nice homely hayat. Salam, living area, that's the kitchen, very nice kitchen, mashallah. So they're using this as a bedroom. Window needs to be changed.
So you come inside, it looks like this. That's it then. So this is the top floor. Here's the kitchen area, and this is the, this is the toilet. And then you find a little kitchen over here. So storage area, and you come over here. And then you go up there. This isn't making sense. and it comes out onto the open out here. This is the basement. So this is the basement, and this is really a nice surprise actually. I did not expect this. Salam, so then the kitchen comes over here. Maybe.
So we're getting a house, alhamdulillah, because we've managed to gather some funds, alhamdulillah. So we're able to get that money together and inshallah buy a property. All of our friends have already done it, alhamdulillah. Well, that's one
of them.
Most, should we say?
Some.
Okay, yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah. Should we say
50%? The older friends,
yeah.
Who are like 40.
Yeah, I mean, that makes more
not
sense.
Not the ones who are like in their 30s, because it's still difficult, right? Okay. The reason why we thought that we kind of need to shift now, because, do you want to let them know why?
We have the money. That's the main thing, alhamdulillah.
It's not the main thing.
Oh, okay, alhamdulillah, yeah. So Allah is going to grant us, inshallah, another little shaitan.
A little angel for the mom.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Inshallah. So,
inshallah, pray for us.
Please pray that that goes smoothly.
So we were like, okay, with three kids, how are we going to survive in an apartment?
Right, because apartments come with their own, renting a property or
renting,
an apartment.
Yeah.
It comes with its own baggage. So you've seen that we were always moving house every year. Because in Qom, I don't know if the rest of Iran is probably this way as well, you get yearly contracts.
It's mommy's back.
Hunting for houses in Qom is not easy, guys. But alhamdulillah, we have an app called Divar, which is kind of like the Gumtree, you know, the online kind of, what is it called? The online...
Secondhand stuff.
Yeah, you can, where they sell kind of secondhand stuff online, you know. We have that over here in Iran, and it's really helpful. More helpful than going to each of the, you know, estate agents and asking them, which is what we did 2-3 years back, and that was a real pain. If Allah gives us a house and everything goes smoothly, you guys pray for us, inshallah, because right now it looks pretty bleak. I mean, we've been looking at a lot of houses and we're kind of in a lurch right now, you know. Oh yeah, I'll tell you something that my uncle once told me. He said that every time he had a kid, Allah upgraded him. Like he got, some random bonus at work, or he got, what's it called when you go up a level?
Upgrade.
He upgrades
you?
He got a...
What is that?
He got a, you go from this position to that position, the upgrade. What is it? Promotion! That's it, promotion. He got a promotion every time he had a kid, you know, and I was like, do I really believe in that? Something that Sheikh Ali also told me when I came over here, he said, before we even had our first kid, why are you hesitating to have a kid? You know, do you think you're the one providing for that kid? You're not the one providing for it. Allah is going to provide for it. And yeah, Sayyidah said the same thing as well, yeah, so. Inshallah, Allah's going to provide for us.
Who's always stressed when we have a child?
Should I not be stressed? Yeah, I shouldn't be stressed. You better be a Muslim. You can be a doctor, lawyer, engineer. You can be a cleaner-upper. You can be a teacher. You can be an astronaut. You can be a scientist. You can be anything you want to be, okay? The only thing that is necessary... And you don't need to be a scholar either, right? Okay? I'm a scholar. You don't have to be a scholar. Don't feel the pressure or anything like that. You can be an artist. Go for it. Whatever you be a Muslim. That is what is important. Nothing else. And if you can be a mu'min, be better than me. Be better than others as well.
He is better than you.
And as for you, just don't be a shaitan. You want to be a doctor, you want to be a lawyer, you want to be an engineer, you want to be a scientist, don't do that right now. You want to be a housewife, you want to be the best mother in the world, you want to be a teacher, whatever you want to be, doesn't matter, right? But you be a Muslima, you be a mu'mina. That's all that's important, okay? ببین عجب گدایی شدم
دعای مادرم بوده که منم امام رضایی شدم.
کبوترم هوایی شدم.
That was two of the shuhada who were returning from the battlefield after being shaheed. And this is something that often happens here. The shuhada, the martyrs, they pay a visit to the haram before they get taken to be buried. I got to touch one of the coffins. It's something that fills you with a strange feeling of shame at your own actions. And a kind of deep longing regret. The Quran says, لا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون.
Thirteen Rajab have come here to get some chocolates and sweets and Sorashi.
دارم کم ندارم من و دستای گدایی.
And that's it for today.
From my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali.
From my husband, Sayyida Fatima Sayyida.
We bid you assalam.
From
the kids, these Doha, two as well. Three, yeah, inshallah.
And the third one, inshallah.
We bid you assalam
alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sultan.